Kari Rosmus is on the line to talk to us today as far as on behalf of the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and our topic today, World Health Day. Kari, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for joining us this morning. And today, World Health Day, March the 4th is recognized as World Obesity Day. Tell us about the the WOD awareness, and I'm just checking if I've got the right awareness campaign for this year's theme.
Yes, so World Health Day is celebrated every year on the 7th of April, so that'll be next week, Monday, and it's to celebrate or recognize the anniversary of the start or formation of the World Health Organization in 1948. So every year, there's specific themes that aim to shed light on important health issues that we are facing around the world and in South Africa. So this year, the campaign theme is Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures. And it's all about urging governments and the public to increase efforts and to recognize the importance of ending preventable maternal and newborn deaths, and to prioritize women's long-term health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. And how does the Heart and Stroke Foundation gets involved in that, and obviously promoting this at a local level in South Africa?
Yes, definitely. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation recognizes that numerous cardiovascular and non-communicable diseases can affect a mother and child in the perinatal period, so even before birth, that can lead to death. We know that women can experience conditions such as high blood pressure during pregnancy, which can even cause miscarriage. Gestational diabetes is another issue. So there are many of these issues that we want to shed light on and urge government and the public to help address to prevent premature maternal and infant deaths. Nice. We have recent data from the Saving Mothers Report 2023 that shows that there were approximately 1,473 maternal deaths in 2021 within South Africa. This report also highlighted that Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal are the highest contributors. So there's definitely work to be done in South Africa and in these provinces to stop maternal death.
And is as part of the commemoration of the day, is the Heart and Stroke Foundation doing anything about it? You know, running promotional campaigns like you often do.
Yes, definitely. So we are we're commemorating the campaign as a partner, and we are doing lots of awareness raising, health talks, shedding light on hypertension, of course, during pregnancy, how this can result in numerous complications, as well as what mothers can do to address this, prevent this.
Okay. And Kari, a last question. If listeners are wanting to find out more, I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available, and you've got people that can be contacted. How can the Heart and Stroke Foundation be contacted?
Yes, definitely. So we have lots of resources on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are on popular social media like Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn that listeners can find us by simply searching Heart Stroke SA. And then we have a health chat line at 021-422-1586.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great day, and looking forward to chatting to you or your colleagues next week again.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you then. That's Kari Rosmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting to us today about World Health Day, which is being commemorated.